My guest at this time is Dr. Nima Sanandaji. He is the author of Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism. During the 2016 campaign and beyond, big government approaches in Scandinavian countries have been touted by Bernie Sanders and others on the left as a model for the U.S. to emulate. This book serves as a rebuttal to that contention, and Dr. Sanandaji, thanks very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
As you point out in the book, liberals love to talk about Nordic countries, which of course are Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, and Iceland, as great examples of where people pay very high taxes, and as a result, they have everything a society could want or need. Healthcare is covered by the government, family and child leave, high minimum wage, assistance for the poor, and on and on. Your point is that all these great aspects of society were already in place before the big government advocates got into power. So why do big government policies get the credit?
Yeah, you know, exactly. That's my point. Let me tell you the background. I've been writing on this subject for a while now. And the things that have been written before, like a European version of this book I released last year, has been getting a ton of international attention in everywhere from Latin America to Iran to China to India to Japan even. And why? Why do, you know, people care about the Nordic countries? Well, the reason is that the left, on a global scale, is using the Nordic countries as a role model for socialism. And if you think about it, the big role model for socialism is always the Nordic countries. People like Bernie Sanders, President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all of them, I explain in my book, Debunking Utopia, their big role model is the Nordic countries. Now, if you remove the Nordic countries, the left doesn't have any role models left. They don't, you know, the left doesn't say, look at California, they have big government, it works. They don't say that. They don't say, let's look at Italy, they have social democratic policies, that works. They only point to the Nordic countries. And I explain that the reason is that the Nordic countries have a culture of success that gives them prosperity, that gives them social success. But the thing is, this culture of success predates the welfare state. And I systematically show in my book, Debunking Utopia, that the admirable features of the Nordic countries, all of them predate the welfare state. And all of them are found equally or even more amongst Nordic Americans who live in the American capitalist system than the Nordic cousins who live in the Nordic social democratic system. So it is not about social democracy. It is not about a big government. It is about a unique Nordic culture.
These nations, though, are obviously better off than other socialist nations, such as Venezuela, Greece, or Italy, as you just mentioned. So is it a different system at work, or is it the difference in the people?
You know, to begin with, the policies of Nordic countries, I show in Debunking Utopia, is not socialism, it is capitalism. Denmark is used by the U.S. left as a main role model for socialism, and a Danish prime minister came to Harvard University at the end of last year, and you know what he said? He said, stop saying Denmark is socialist. Denmark is a market economy. But let me just, you know, give you an example of the arguments I have. The American left, one of the things they say, like, for example, National Public Radio says this. They say, you know what? In Denmark, they have socialized healthcare, they have high taxes, generous government benefits if you're sick. And you know what? Danish people live 1.5 years longer than Americans. Now, wouldn't you like to elect Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders president? They'll raise the taxes and you can live 1.5 years longer. Now, in my book, Debunking Utopia, I say, sure, this is true. They do live longer. But what I do is I look at history. Now, in 1960, Denmark had lower taxes than the U.S. had. At that time, before the welfare state, Danes lived 2.4 years longer than Americans. The difference has actually shrunk when Denmark has been moving towards the highest tax on the planet. And this is actually true for all of the Nordic countries. The difference in lifespan compared to America has shrunk as they've been moving towards higher taxes. Another interesting thing you can tell the, you know, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders supporters is that among the Nordic countries, Iceland, which has the smallest welfare state, has the longest life expectancy, and Denmark, which has the biggest government, the highest tax, has the shortest life expectancy. And the reason is very simple. These attributes are more about culture than about policy.
Is there ever a tipping point in these Nordic countries, Dr. Sunandaji, where it starts to go the route of other big government countries with growing debt and massive bureaucracies? Or is the culture so strong in these places that it may never really experience those same things?
You know what? If you ever get a chance to read Debunking Utopia, I think it's one of the strongest cases actually for small government and free markets because of a number of reasons. One of them is that Nordic countries' success is about free market policies. And to a large degree, these countries compensate for having high taxes, for having economic freedom in every other area. For example, Denmark has the same economic freedom score as the U.S. does. Why? Well, because besides having higher taxes on virtually every other part of their economy, they're much more capitalist than the U.S. is. That's one point. Another point is that the high taxes indeed do impede Nordic prosperity. In my book, Debunking Utopia, I compare the Nordic Americans with the Nordics. And the Nordic Americans are the descendants of the poor people who left the Nordics, and they're a very big group compared to the Nordic population. Now, I show that Nordic Americans have 50% higher living standard than their cousins in the Nordics, probably because the U.S. has, you know, more lower taxes and less socialism. But this is a really interesting thing. I also find that Nordic Americans are considerably more socially successful than their cousins in the Nordics. The unemployment rate of Nordic Americans is nearly half of that of the Nordic countries. The high school dropout rate of Nordic Americans is much, 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 much lower than of the Nordic people. And this, you know, if you would tell Hillary Clinton, President Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, or Bernie Sanders this, I'm sure they would be shocked. Nordic Americans have much lower poverty rates than the people of the Nordics. So, yes, big government has indeed hampered wealth development in the Nordics, and it has also not really created social success. The social success was there to begin with. But I think that actually the most important point I try to make is this. I myself am an immigrant to Sweden. I've grown up with welfare support. The thing about Nordic countries, the major issue, the major criticism is that the welfare states have slowly, gradually over the generations been eroding all these working ethics, all this, you know, social capital, working ethics, responsibility ethics, has been grinded down by the welfare state. And many, many people, not least immigrant families, are trapped in welfare dependency, and that creates social poverty. So although the welfare state is supposed to, you know, combat poverty, it is actually to some degree creating poverty and social problems.
As you mentioned in the book, the U.S. got a big head start in these nations in growing government. They didn't start until about 1960. So what will they look like in about 25 or 50 years?
Well, you know, the Nordic countries have for the past like 20, 30 years, they've been doing market reforms, cutting taxes, reducing the generosity of the welfare state, and they're just continuing to do this. The Danish government, for example, recently suggested to significantly reduce the welfare benefits given to immigrants, I think 7 years after they've come to Denmark, for the first seven-year period. So the Nordic countries are working on moving from big government to small government. What I'm concerned about is that the U.S. left, I mean, the big idea of the U.S. left is to introduce Nordic-style democratic socialism. And they've been doing it. Barack Obama has been moving towards that. And if Hillary Clinton wins, which, I mean, she seems to be winning, then America will move towards Nordic-style democratic socialism. And in 5 years, 10 years, you'll find out this was not a good idea. It did not create social success. Of course it didn't, because the social success these people are trying to copy predates the welfare state. And it's also going to create social poverty. You know, think about it. If big government and generous welfare created social poverty, as I describe in Debunking Utopia, in the countries in the world with the strongest working ethics and the strongest responsibility ethics, then it's going to create even more social poverty in the United States. And you're absolutely right. The United States, one of my points is, actually introduced welfare state before the Nordic countries with a New Deal, but it was a failure. Because, you know, you got these bad problems of people getting dependent on welfare instead of relying on work. And then, you know, then you had to scale back the welfare state. Then after the Second World War, you created a big welfare state again. It didn't work out. You scale it back. And again, trying to kind of repeat their own mistake. So I think we shouldn't be concerned about Nordic countries. They're moving in the right direction. The United States is moving in the maybe not the right direction.
The title is Debunking Utopia, Exposing the Myth of Nordic Socialism. Dr. Sanandaji, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Dr. Nima Sanandaji, again, the book is Debunking Utopia. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.